there's an inherent risk-taking, you know, a devil-may-care, a cowboyness, cowwomanness in entrepreneurship. We can do this. We're going to make this happen. And to be able to say, but if we don't, on the board meeting, everyone looks at you and goes, what do you mean, if we don't?
Right. Aren't you convicted? Don't you have confidence in your own ability?
I'm Scott McGrew. Welcome to Sand Hill Road.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Entrepreneur and venture capitalist Taraj Parang writes, while nearly all entrepreneurs know an acquisition is the most common destiny of a successful startup, they rarely strategize about a potential sale. Instead, they only take exit planning seriously when their startup desperately needs to sell.
I kind of learned this the hard way myself.
That's Taraj, who created a telephony company called Jaxter back in the early 2000s.
Since communications is inherently viral, we virally grew. And within a month of our launch, we had 1 million users. And within the first year, we had 10 million users. So things were going really well. And it was a great story. We had up and down Sand Hill Road. We had VCs chasing us really, literally. And had our wish list of investors. Some of them were early investors in Skype, for instance. We raised $20 million. And we were just grow. We thought we had it all figured out. We hired the best engineers we could. Sort of didn't pay much attention to monetization because growth was our mantra, grow. And we wanted to just capture market share and go for that big IPO. Lo and behold, 2008, 2009 downturn hit us, the Great Recession. And so we looked at our books and we realized we have less than a year of runway. And we said, we'll just go and sell the company. So we had to sell to the first person who expressed interest in us, and that was a fire sale. So the outcome
a penny,
was
pennies on the dollar.
Pennies on the dollar would actually be even a more generous way of saying it.
This week on Sand Hill Road, the exit. So many startup entrepreneurs envision running their companies forever or a big payout with an IPO. But the lesson Taraj is preaching, selling is not selling out. The sale of your company should be talked about from day one. Bottom line is, be prepared to be acquired right away. You had written that yesterday is when you think you should be thinking about setting up your exit path. You don't want to be in a panic mode if you need to sell or if that time comes.
Yes, that is certainly true. Unfortunately, the reality of the situation is that most startup entrepreneurs and founders do not take the time and prepare for that.
Now, let me challenge you on that, because by that reasoning, you're currently the president and COO at Serve Robotics.
Yes.
You should be prepared to sell it.
We have an exit strategy, absolutely. We have been building relationships with potential acquirers. Now, we are not building a company to flip.
Right. So that's my question, yes. Right? Is that it's a hard one to bring up to the board.
Yes.
It sounds defeatist.
Yes.
You know, like, hey, maybe we, you know, at least you should have a plan to sell it to Neuro Robotics. And they say, Neuro?
Right.
Those guys are our competitors. Right, We're going to beat those guys. I mean, it's like looking for the life jackets before you get set off on your cruise. It makes sense.
Yes.
Or maybe even more extreme. Are you a married man?
I am a married man.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a little like planning for your divorce during your wedding, isn't it?
I would say it's a little different. Maybe it is more akin to being on a plane and they tell you where the exits are and where the oxygen masks when they drop, or what you should do with them. So it's awareness. It's creating those paths, creating those optionalities for yourself. Now, you may never need to. In fact, if you can do an IPO, fantastic. If you have acquirers at the door when you are going public,
your IPO
is going to be so much more successful, right? The point here is not to build to sell, but to build with the option to sell.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Having that option makes you a much stronger start.
There are really two exit paths. Well, there are three if you consider bankruptcy but the two desirable exit paths for most companies are either going to be acquired or to have an IPO. But statistics will tell us that acquisition is way, way more likely.
Absolutely. Acquisitions actually happen to be, for every IPO, there are 30 acquisitions every year. So way more likely. And many would even argue that IPOs are not an exit because in a way, it's just another fundraising event.
True.
You're just raising more money. A lot of companies, after they go public, they get acquired. Happened to PayPal, for instance. It's true. There are multiple exit paths. Again, much better to have those viable options than to find yourself in a downturn or in any situation. Even if you're doing well, you have an inbound acquisition interest.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not prepared, you haven't thought about it, you could make a lot of mistakes. You could leave a lot of money on the table by either acting or not acting on that offer.
And then choosing the right one is such a fascinating decision. Jay Chaudhry of Zscaler is a regular guest of mine. There was a point at which Cisco offered him $2 billion for Zscaler. He said no.
This company was built to be a lasting public company.
Jay Chaudhry and me back in 2018. Well, and you were right to take it public. Was there a moment, because that's what I'm saying is I am so conservative. I think the minute somebody gave me a reasonable number, but you must have known this company was worth far more on the public market.
Yes, we think it will be worth a lot more than it is today.
Jay made that prediction when Zscaler was worth about $4.5 billion. It's now worth $23 billion. Andrew Mason, you'll recall, of Groupon, Google offered him $6 billion or almost $6 billion for Groupon.
Wow.
And he said no.
Wow.
And that turned out to be a major mistake. It's worth a few hundred million. So making the right decision as to which way you're going to exit becomes critical.
Absolutely. And that takes a lot of thinking. Takes a lot of brainstorming with your leadership team, with your board. That's why those conversations are so important. In fact, I wrote an article for HBR just this last month talking about this phenomenon called an exit taboo, I call it.
Yeah.
Because there are so many misunderstandings and so many signaling problems between entrepreneurs and their board and stakeholders around this topic of an exit that gets in the way of having that productive dialogue.
Well, it's because, I mean, there's an inherent risk-taking, a devil-may-care, a cowboyness or cowwomanness in entrepreneurship. We can do this. We're going to make this happen. Devil-may-care. We're going to do it. And to be able to say, but if we don't, on the board meeting, everyone looks at you and goes, what do you mean, if we don't?
Right. Aren't you convicted? Don't you have confidence in your own ability?
Yes.
So it's that conversation that's so important to say that, look, I am totally invested in our mission. I believe this is our mission. We want to do X, Y, and Z. And sometimes the best way to achieve that mission is to partner with a strategic ally, with more resources, with more funding, et cetera, that can accelerate achievement of that. Those are the great exits, the ones that take you along your mission and make it more realistic. I feel like a lot of board members can get behind that, but it has to be within the right context. It's not because I want to make a quick flip, or it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, right?
Right.
It's a mission execution strategy.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, there are a lot of companies to looking to buy at this point. It's kind of a good time to be thinking about acquisition because of inflationary pressures. I mean, companies have cash that they are sitting on that is not doing them any good, that it would be better for them to spend now than later.
Absolutely. Cash is losing value.
Yeah.
Whereas, investments hopefully gain value. So it makes so much sense. The problem is psychology again. It seems like in a downturn where valuations are depressed,
yeah,
people are less, but savvy acquirers are very busy right now. They are out there, they're making deals happen, and they're getting a great, great outcome as a result of that. And investors the same way. You know, a lot of venture capital investors on Sand Hill Road are not investing, but this is the best time to invest. A lot of great companies have come out of downturns because you find great talent right now. You can finally find talent again. You know, even at my company, Serve Robotics, we had a heck of a time finding great people last year. But this year, this summer, has been amazing. So we've been on a hiring spree, right? So this is the time to dabble down. There are some voices out there like Ali Partovi from NIO, who's one of our lead investors. He's been very voiceful about it, that this is the time to dabble down, not to be conservative.
Taraj has written much of this advice in a new book, Exit Path, How to Win the Startup Endgame. I was walking through a bookstore and there was your book. I thought, hey, that's cool. I'm about to sit down with him and chat with him about his book. But it must be very exciting as an author, even as a successful person in Silicon Valley who's had a number of successes outside of writing a book, to walk through a Barnes & Noble and then say, hey, wait a sec, that's mine.
It's really, really exciting. And the exciting for me is the fact that other entrepreneurs get to benefit from the hard lessons I have learned. And there are things that every entrepreneur can do to actually tilt these grim odds in their favor in the startup world, right? And it just can be as small as just doing some networking every week. It has been a labor of love. I've had multiple jobs and I wasn't able to dedicate full time to writing a book. So it took me about 4 or 5 years to get this from start to finish. But I'm so glad it's out there.
Taraj Parang, President and COO at Serve Robotics, advisor at Pear VC, and author of Exit Path. Next week on Sand Hill Road.
It was incredibly unusual and uncool to use a computer. You'd rather have people who were writing poetry, smoking cigarettes at a bar or at a cafe than people, you know, nerding out on computers.
S.E. Moati, founding partner at Mighty Capital. That's next week. Sand Hill Road is produced by Sean Myers under the leadership of Sarah Bueno and Stephanie Adruni. For more interviews with Silicon Valley's most influential entrepreneurs, check me out on TV at Press Here. That's Sunday mornings on NBC Bay Area and everywhere in the world on iTunes and at PressHereTV.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.